When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Guys. So, we have soldiered through some technical difficulties. And that's
just what
why
we do.
It's just what we do. Soldiering through technical difficulties is actually the
subheading.
It's after the semicolon on the Prison Breaking podcast. Anyway, the point is, we can't make my fancy camera work. So this is the camera on my Mac. Thank you. Oh, man, this is like Marlena Dietrich smearing Vaseline on the lens. Are you eating a real grilled cheese sandwich?
No.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
what are you eating?
A bagel.
Oh, well, that's why do you sound sad about that? Bagels are delicious.
Grilled cheese seems much more charming.
Grilled cheese feels like what I now want to eat immediately after we're done with this.
I make a great grilled cheese, by the way.
I know. Well, you told the fans that. And actually, on the last Q&A I did, one of the fans is like, please tell Paul I need his grilled cheese recipe. So you'll have to do
I can make a video.
Ooh. Cooking with Paul.
Cooking with Paul. Cooking
I like
with
this.
Cooking with Kellerman.
Cooking with Kellerman.
With
next up on Cooking with Kellerman.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. And then you can make smack pie, which would be great.
Oh, my God. I am
just
making
a pinch
pie
of smack
for Thanksgiving, so there you go. It's all happening.
What kind of pie are you making?
Apple pie.
Yum. That's very wholesome.
Very wholesome.
Okay, so let me just set the scene.
Yeah.
Which is that producer Ben, who you all know and love, has sent us a selection of the fan fiction that you guys have requested. We have not read it.
which we call in the business a?
Cold reading.
Cold reading.
Although I'm warned that some of this is slightly spicy. Paul, you asked if I knew who wrote this.
Yeah.
I really thought I did. So let me just see if I can find out who wrote this, because actually I don't know that I have that to hand. It is called It Happens.
It Happens.
It Happens. And, yes. Okay. It was written by Candy Carter.
Sure.
Back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start by, okay, so what we're doing here, friends, Romans and countrymen, we're going to read you a recap. And then our producer Ben has highlighted and annotated selections from the first three chapters, which is what we're going to read you. So here's the recap that takes us to that.
Ooh.
Again, this is all new for us, so I apologize. If we take you into territory you don't want to be in,
yeah,
I promise we don't want to be there either, and we'll get out together. Okay, what happened so far? Paul Kellerman, a former congressman and ex-government agent, lives with deep regret over his past crimes and an unfulfilled longing for Sarah Tancredi Schofield. I'm already nervous about this. The widow of Michael Schofield, after years of secretly ensuring her safety in Oaxaca, Mexico, Paul decides finally to visit her, spurred by his sister's advice to stop living in limbo. I love that. Your sister makes an appearance.
Yes, Tina, played by the wonderful Tina Holmes.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to scroll down to our first highlighted section. Paul, would you like to start us off?
I really would.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
In the sticky sweetness of Osaka City in
Oaxaca.
August. Oh, let's go back.
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca. Yeah, I only know because I've been there. I would never know by looking at it.
In the sticky sweetness of Oaxaca City in August certainly made him regret his choice of clothing. He'd always dressed for the part. He couldn't seem to help himself. Maybe that should be his first order of business. He checked into the hotel and then went to the marketplace and bought some shorts and a few colorful button-up shirts that screamed tourist. Then he went back to the hotel and stared at the clothing as though it might give him a proper opening line.
Sorry, the idea of you in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts is already making me very
Kellerman
happy.
In particular.
Go on.
He'd weighed the options of just going to her house, because of course he knew where she lived with her son, or trying to concoct a bumping into you type meeting somewhere she frequented. He couldn't think of any scenario. We didn't just come off looking like an ass, so he decided against it. Of course, going to her house was pretty ballsy too, but less cheesy, less assy, less like an accident and more like a statement of intent.
Or light stalking.
Yeah, he would never be her hero, but he could be something of lesser value to her if she were so inclined.
Aw, that's very sad.
The vacation clothes made him self-conscious, though. He would have felt much more prepared to stand before her in a three-piece suit. Of course, sweating all over her doorstep was pretty unattractive, too, so shorts and an orange button-up with palm trees on it would have to do. It took him about 20 minutes to walk from his hotel to the neighborhood Sarah Schofield lived in. He'd waited until early evening to make sure she was home from work, but as he approached the door, he wished he had flowers or takeout dinner or something on him to make him not look empty-handed.
Sorry, just real quick. What do you bring to the house of somebody that you once tortured and nearly killed to say, I'm not
Chinese?
This isn't weird.
Chinese, probably.
Chinese, like noodles?
Yeah, noodles, you know, some dumplings.
Maybe a soup.
Maybe a soup.
Okay.
Soup's always good. Okay, you want to continue?
Yeah, sure. Or empty-handed to have even come here at all.
Headed.
Empty-headed. Thank you. Appreciate it. Or empty-headed
So I would say, or something to make him not look empty-handed.
Or empty-headed to have even come here at all. I see. Mm-hmm. Cold-hearted, perhaps? No. He really shouldn't have done this at all. Why in the world had he let Chris talk him into this? By the way, I love Kellerman's neurosis already. I'm super here for it. With his hand poised to knock, he suddenly stepped back, unable to follow through. The houses along this street were all nondescript, but in fairly good shape. This was what he came for, to make sure she had a good roof over her head, that she lived in safety with her child, that Mexico had become her home in a good way. But he already knew that, didn't he? Didn't he have the photographic proof sitting on his desk for his every whim of perusal? Okay, that's the end of that highlighted section.
If you want to hear the rest of this,
come join us on Patreon.
If you want to hear the rest of it, that's Patreon will have the exciting
conclusion.
It's getting very exciting.
It's getting kind of hectic.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been inmates Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden is producer Ben Haber.
Cutting us up in the yard are our brilliant interns, Ariel, Alyssa, and Cade.
The frontman of the Jailhouse Rock Band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made the music.
All the music. Our prison yard tattoo artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check him out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
Follow the show on YouTube and Instagram at Prison Break Podcast or email us at ppodcast@caliberstudio.com.
Join the watch party and our Discord community through the Patreon link in the show notes, wherever you're listening to right now. They're amazing.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.